The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Samach Gimel.
The Gemara, the Mishnah actually in Menachos and Daf Samach Gimel in the Beis,
brings a machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim, how you bring the Korban Omer on Shabbos. You know, the Torah says that on the second day of Pesach, you bring the Minchas HaOmer, which is brought from the new tvua, the new grain of barley that grew that year. And the Gemara said that the grain is not supposed to be harvested until the actual day that you bring the Korban HaOmer, which means that on the day, the second day of Pesach, or that actually the night before, they would go and cut the tvua that would be used for the Minchas HaOmer. And the question is, what happens when it falls on Shabbos? It falls on Shabbos, then the malach of cutting the Omer, and after cutting the Omer, it has to be prepared. The grain has to be, there's a lot of processes that have to be done. It has to be sifted, it has to be ground into flour, it has to be, there are a lot of things that have to be done. All these things are malachas that are usually usher on Shabbos. But since the Torah said that you have to do it that day and you can't do it the day before, so it must be that the Torah allows you to be doich Shabbos to perform all these tasks in order to bring the Korban HaOmer on Shabbos. So the Mishnah over here says that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim, that we know that usually when you bring the Korban HaOmer, so the Korban HaOmer, there's a certain amount of flour that's supposed to be, that the Korban needs to be brought from. You need to bring an Isarin of Soilus, which is a tenth of an Eifa, 3/10 of a Saw, that's the amount of barley flour that needs to be brought for the Korban. And the Mishnah said earlier that when you cut the grain for the Omer, you don't cut exactly the amount that you need. You cut more and then you sift it until you get fine flour. So the machlokes over here is, how much grain are you mechuyev to cut during the week in order to get the preferred amount, the amount of flour to bring the Korban HaOmer? And how much are you allowed to cut on Shabbos? During the week, you could cut more. On Shabbos, you're only allowed to cut whatever is necessary. So the Chachamim hold that is the shear that you cut 3 saw of grain, and out of the 3 saw, you sift it until you get the shear of an Isarin. And the Chachamim hold that there's no difference between Shabbos and the weekday. Echad Shabbos, Echad Chol, Mishalosh HaYibah. It comes from 3 saw. Rabbi Shmuel says no. That on during the week they would cut 5 saw, and then they would sift the 5 saw until they have fine flour. On Shabbos, you only use 3. Shabbos we cut less. So the Gemara says, what's the pshat in Rabbi Shmuel? The Chacham I understand. The Chacham we say that this is the amount that you have to cut in order to get a certain degree of fine flour. There's only a certain percentage, and the shear is that from 3 saw you get an Isarin of Soilus. So there's no difference. So that's how much you have to cut during the week, and that's how much you have to cut on Shabbos. So there's no heter to cut more because you don't need more. But what's pshat in Rabbi Shmuel? Why does Rabbi Shmuel say that during the week you do more and on Shabbos you do less? What's the pshat? If this is how much you have to cut, during the week you cut 5 saw because this is how much you need in order to get the right amount of flour, so you should be allowed to do that on Shabbos as well. So why on Shabbos does he say to do less? Says the Gemara, if you want to have a mufcher that's very good flour, good quality, there's 2 ways that you could get it. You could sift it without tircha, sift it normally, and that way you'll have to sift through 5 saw of the grain of flour in order to get fine flour. But you could sift it with tircha. You could sit there and sift again and again and again. And if you do that, you can get the amount that you need, the Isarin Soilus, you can get it from 3 saw. So now, if I have a choice, how to do it, so which way should I do it? Should I sit there and sift and do extra tircha? Do more sifting and more sifting till I get the right amount? Then I could use that, then I don't have to cut less. Or do we say that it's better to cut more, and then you could sif less. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, during the week, Lamaisa, it's better not to be machir so much. He says, Achi Shvicha Milsa, it looks better. So therefore, during the week, you cut five saw, and you don't do so much sifting. But on Shabbos, it's better, the Gemara says, that you should cut less and sift more. Why? Either way, it's a malacha. If I cut more than that, it means I'm doing more of a malacha of ketzira, of cutting on Shabbos. Well, it's cutting something off the ground, which is a malacha. And if I sift more, so sifting is also a malacha. Sifting is also a malacha that's asr on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, mutav shiyarbe b'malacha achas. It's better to do one malacha more times, b'harkada, to do more sifting, the al yarbe b'malachis harbe, instead of having to do many more malachis. It's a question of how, either way I have to be mechal Shabbos. And it's just a question of which malachas I'm going to be doing. Am I going to be doing more sifting on less amount of grain, or am I going to be doing more of all the other malachas on other grain? Because if I cut more grain, so then I have to sift more grain, then I have to grind up more grain. All the malachas Rashi describes over here, all the malachas that I have to do, that in order to prepare it, you're going to end up doing a lot more malachas. You're not doing the same malacha more times, you're doing many different malachas, maybe each malacha one time. And therefore the Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's better to do one malacha many times than to do many malachas one time. That's what comes out from our Gemara. Now, it's not clear from the Gemara what the Chacham would say in such a case. The Chacham disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel's premise. Rabbi Shmuel's premise is that there's two ways to get the same amount of fine flour. You can either sift five gently, or sift three saw and do it many times. It's not clear what the Chacham would say. The Chacham disagree with this Hanacha. The Chacham say, no, we take three saw and you can sift it normally, and you'll get the right amount. What would the Chacham hold in such a case? However, we find in the Paiskim that the Paiskim actually discussed this Gemara in the context of the Halacha, even though over here the Halacha is not like Rabbi Shmuel, the Halacha is like the Chacham. But it would seem that even the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Shmuel's Svara. In fact, the Paiskim, specifically Rabbi Moshe himself, and Igris Moshe, Evan Ezra, Chedek Dalet, 79 Gimel, discusses the question, what happens when you have an obligation to be Mechal Shabbos? If somebody's sick, there's Pikuach Nefesh. For Pikuach Nefesh, there's an obligation. Person is allowed, and his person is Mechuyiv, to be Mechal Shabbos. And he has a choice, which Malachis he could do, what should he do in order to save somebody's life. He can do one Malacha many times, or he could do many Malachis one time. What is it better to do? Is it better to do one malacha many times, or do many malachas one time? So the Pais can bring down this Gemara, that the Gemara says that imutov shiyar b'malacha achas, val yar b'malachas harbe. The Gemara says that it's better to do one malacha many times than to do many malachas one time. So if you have a choice, all other things are equal. Obviously, if it's not the same, it's better to do whatever helps the chayil, or whatever helps the chayil get better. But if all other things being equal, the halacha is that it's better to be over and be mechal Shabbos to do one malacha many times than to do many malachas one time. The Aruch HaShulchan in Yerideya Simen Pehei Sif Mem Vav says that the halacha is that if you have someone is sick, and the only food that's available to feed him, he needs to be fed, it's chayla shesh b'sakana, you need to feed him food, and the only choices of food that I have to give him are either I could give him tevel, I have food over here that grew from the ground in Eretz Yisrael, and I didn't take off chumas and maizrus yet. Or I could feed him a food that wasn't shechted properly. I could feed him other food. It's meat from an animal that's nevela. And it's the same amount. It has to eat a certain amount of food. It could either be tevel or nevela. Which one is it better? Is it better to feed him tevel, or is it better to feed him nevela? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, based on the Gemara, that the halacha is that obviously whenever you have tevel is food that grew from the ground, you didn't separate chumas and maizrus, so there's an eitzah, there's a way out. You could take off chumas and maizrus, even if it's on Shabbos. So if it's on Shabbos, so the iser take off chumas and maizrus is not deraisa, it's only the rabbanon. And kol shekein, if it's during the week that you could take off, if he eats the tevel without taking off any chumas and maizrus, so then every kizayis he eats is aser. For someone who's not a kohen to eat tevel, every kizayis is an iser, and it's a chiyav misa.
But it is possible to take off truma. If you take off truma, and now, let's say you'll take off one kezayis of truma out of 10 kezayisim, whatever the amount is, so now the rest of the food is all chulin, and now it's completely mutter to eat. And then you have one kezayis, which is truma. So now it becomes a different question. The question becomes, what is it better to do? Which food is it better to feed this chayla? I could feed him the vela. Every single kezayis is going to be nevela, and every kezayis that he eats is going to be over another avera. But the issur of eating nevela, something that wasn't shechted properly, is only a lav. It's a lav in the Torah, you get malchus for it, but there's no death penalty. There's no chiv misa for eating nevela. On the other hand, for eating truma, if a zar, someone who's not a kohen, if he eats truma, he's chayiv misa. So you would say maybe it's better to feed him nevela, because nevela is a lesser punishment, it's not as strict. On the other hand, if he eats nevela, every single kizayis that he's eating will be a nevela. If you're feeding the truma, you're feeding him the truma, some is a truma, some is chulin. So the chulin is definitely 100% mutter. He's eating one kizayis of truma, which is chayiv misa. So which one is it better? Is it better to feed him the one kizayis of Isra, which is a chiv misa, together with the other nine of heter, or to feed him 10 kizayisim of nevela, he'll be over an Isra with each kizayis, but each Isra is not as chomer. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that the halacha is that you feed him nevela. And he says that's based, it's based on this Gemara, but it's very similar to the Svara that the Gemara says over here. When the Gemara says it's better to be over one Isser many times than many Isser in one time. Now, even though the Gemara is talking about the Malachas on Shabbos, and all the Malachas on Shabbos have the same death penalty, they have they're just as strict. There's not more, it's not a question of more strict or less strict. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that doing one Aveira many times for in some way is not as serious as doing many Aveiras one time, doing different Aveiras. Different malachas. So therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you're right, he's eating 10 kizayisim of nevela, and each kizayis that he eats is another avera. But lemaisa, it's not considered 10 separate averas, because it's not as strict as, like we find by Shabbos, of doing separate malachas. So it's not as strict as doing one avera, which is stricter than that avera of eating truma. Therefore, he says it's better to feed him 10 kizayisim of nevela than to feed him one kizayis of truma. That's the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan. Lemaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan says over there that there's a problem with this svara, and this is based on the halacha that's brought down by the Ran in Yom Kippur, Hilchos Yom in Maseches Yuma, in the 8th parak, the halachas of Yom Kippur, and the Ran discusses what happens when it's Shabbos, and you have a chaylo sheish b'sakon on Shabbos, and you have to feed him food. And I have a choice, I have to feed him meat. So, what do I do? So you have to feed him. So you shecht an animal. You shecht an animal so we could eat meat. You could eat kosher meat. Says the Ran, why do you have to shecht an animal? I have a better idea. Just tell the guy to shecht for you. Telling a guy is not an Issa D'Raisa. It's only Amir L'Akam. It's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. If the guy shechts, the guy is not kosher to do a shechita. A guy shechita is not kosher. So the meat will be nevela. But this way, Lemaisa, the Issa that the Chayla is going to have, he's going to eat nevela. We said nevela is only alav. There's only Malkus. There's no Issa Misa for eating nevela. On the other hand, if you tell a Yid to shecht animal for him on Shabbos, that's an Issa Skila. Shabbos is much more strict, that there's an issur skila on Shabbos. So why is the halacha, why do we say that the halacha is that you should shecht the animal on Shabbos instead of feeding a nevela? So the Ran answers that although it's true that the issur of nevela is not as strict as the issur of shechting, the issur of shechita on Shabbos, however, says the Ran, in this way, nevela is worse. We won't want to feed him nevela, because nevela, every single kizayis that he eats, he's over an issur nevela. On the other hand, if you shecht, you're over an isser. So if you're over an isser, but the isser shechita, that's a one-time isser. The isser shechita on Shabbos, is this a doing loch on Shabbos, is only one time. And it's only one time, and that's it. There's nothing else. And then it's over. Then everything afterwards is heter. It's mutter, it's not a moloch on Shabbos. Therefore, it says the Ran, it's better for a yid to shecht than to feed him nevela. So the Aruch HaShulchan is bothered by this, that what exactly does the Ran mean? According to our Gemara, we're saying a svara that doing one Aveira many times is not considered separate Aveiras. It's like one big Aveira. So if it's like one big Aveira, so why does the Ran say that eating many Kizesim and Avela is worse than shechting once on Shabbos? Eating many Kizesim is like one Aveira. So if it's like one Aveira, so you see it's not as strict. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that there's a big difference over there in the case of the person who has pikuach nefesh. In the case of the case over there where you have someone who has to eat, and the two choices are either you could feed the chayla nevela, something which is not kosher, you could feed him something which is nevela, which is treif, or you could shecht and feed him something which is kosher. Now who's doing the aveira? If you shecht, so then the person who's shechting is doing the aveira, not the chayla, not the person who's sick. If you feed him the nevela, then the chayla is doing the aveira. Yeah, then he's being over in Isra Achilu. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, we'd rather not have somebody be over in Isra Achilu. We'd rather do a different Aveira. We'd rather do a different Aveira than come on to Isra Achilu. Isra Achilu are much worse. And that's what the Ran means. When the Ran means that he's over in Aveira with every Kizayis, he doesn't necessarily mean that it's each Kizayis is considered a separate Aveira. Aruch Gemara says not like that. No, the pshat is that Isra Achilu, eating Machol Sasuris, are worse in a certain way, are worse than other Aveiras. And in fact, they found in Itziv Alatoiro, in Harachiv Dover, in Parash Veschanan, says this clearly. He says explicitly the pshat over there, and that halacha is that there's a concept we know that eating machol sasuris is metamtem es aleiv. Besides to the aveira involved in eating machol sasuris, there's some spiritual problem with eating food which is not kosher. Now, if it's a chayiv, he doesn't have a choice, he has to eat it, so then he has to eat it to save his life. But over here, we would rather it be over the aveira in a way where you won't have to end up eating something which is not kosher. And therefore, we say it's better to shecht than to feed him the nevela. And add some svar of the Gemara. That the Gemara says that it's better to be over one aveira many times than be over many aveiras one time. What exactly is the reasoining behind it? So, Remichel Feinstein, Zachrein Lovrocha, Nishiurim and Menachas, over here on this daf, says that the side of what the Gemara is trying to say is that when a person does different Aveiras, so each Aveira, each Melacha is considered a separate Aveira. When a person does one Aveira many times, although it's more serious than doing an Aveira one time, he does say, Rabbeinu Yoni, at the beginning of Shari Tshuva, and Shari Aleph says that a person who does an Aveira, and he does it many times, so obviously it's much more stricter than it's considered a very serious thing. That's true. Nevertheless, it's not considered in halacha that it's considered a completely separate aveira. It's a chumrah. It's more severe in that it's a more serious aveira in the quality of the aveira. The quality of the aveira is worse when you're over the aveira many times and you eat many kizesim of iser, or if you do harkada, you do sifting many times on Shabbos. The quality of this aveira is worse than if you only do it one time. However, in quantity, when I want to talk about quantity, how many aveiras were actually committed, the Gemara is saying that it's only considered like one aveira. It's not considered like two separate aveiras. And in fact, we find the svara in the Rishonim as well. There's a Mishnah in Nazir. It's brought down in the Gemara Makas on Daf Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah says that if you have a Nazir is someone who's not allowed to drink wine or any grape product. So if a Nazir has a bottle of wine and he's drinking, so the Gemara's Mishnah says, Nazir Shayshay Yain Kalayim, he was drinking wine the whole day, and you gave him Asra once, so he gets one Malkus. He doesn't get more than one Malkus, he only gets one Malkus. If every time he took a drink, you gave him another Asra, you said, don't drink this, you're over in Aveiro, so then he gets a separate Malkus for each time that he takes a drink, each Revius that he drinks. He's the Amrulay Al-Tishta, so then he's Loika Al-Kal-Achas Va'achas. He gets Malkus for each one. So the Ritva over there brings that Rashi explains that the reason why in the first case where you only gave him one Asra, he only gets one Malkus, because the halacha is that you have to give somebody Asra. If you don't give him Hasra, he never gets Malkus. Why? Because then we're not sure that he's amazed. Maybe he's only a Shegig, maybe he forgot. You could always say, I forgot that this was Asr. So you give him Asra right before he does the Aveira. That way we know for sure that he knew it was Asr, and therefore he could get Malkus. Says Rashi, that only helps for the first second that he's drinking. But the second time he drinks, the third time he drinks, if he didn't give him Asra again, then we could say maybe he forgot. Maybe that time is only a Shegek. That's how Rashi learns. The Ritva brings that the Taisvis, the Ri, disagrees with Rashi, doesn't like this svar, that Lamaisa, once you see that he drank the first time, so you see that he knew that he was doing an Aveira, and you gave him Asra, and he was amazed, we don't assume that the next time, that the second later, you forgot. And really, you should really give him Malkus for each time, each Revius, each Shear that he drank. Nevertheless, as Taisvis, the reason you don't give him Malkus for each time, because it's only considered one Aveira. If you give him a separate Hasra each time he drinks, the fact that you're giving him a separate Hasra, there the Rishonim say there's a Chiddush that the Hasra itself has the power to split his actions into two, and it's considered as two separate actions, and then it's considered two Aveiras. But if you don't give him Hasra, and he just does the same action, and he drinks all day long, he drinks one Revius, and another Revius, and another Revius, that's not considered two separate Aveiras. That's only considered one Aveira. So you see this Svara that the Gemara says over here, that it's only considered one Aveira, even when you do it many times, it's clear from the Gemara, that's the way that the Ritva brings, that the way that the Ri learned the Gemara in Makis, that in the Mishnah in Nozer, that's the Pshat, that if you do a Maisa many times, halachically it's only considered one Aveira, unless you have a separate Asra on each action.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.